Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. We are the health and fitness podcast that's going to tell you the truth you need to know to reach your goals. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Keon, and we're going to get this thing started.
All right, you might be asking yourself, what is True Fitness Academy?
I know I was when I first hit subscribe.
Well, we are going to be teaching you daily the tricks of the trade on how to reach your goals in the fitness world.
The thing is, a lot of times you'll see fitness people who say, oh, I'll teach you all these little tips and blah, blah, blah. Then all that is junk. There are no tips. There are no tricks. It's about a lifestyle. And we're going to go through every single aspect. We're going to talk about every new diet, every new exercise method, and we're going to break it down and show you what's good, what's bad, what's the truth, and what's junk, and what you can leave by the side of the road.
I mean, that sounds perfect, Keon. I mean, I couldn't think of anything better to subscribe to on the great iTunes.
Correct.
So, Keon.
Tyler.
Tell me a little about yourself. Tell me what you know.
Okay. Let's start at day one. I was born
once upon a time.
June 3rd. To a loving mother and father. Fast forward 10 years. By the time I was 10, I was homeschooled through most of my life. No, that's a lie. Through up until 8th grade.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I love my mom. And one aspect of homeschooling that was that greatly missing from our life was physical activity. So my mom wasn't a big fan of contact sports. My mom wasn't a big fan of organized sports. She thought it stifled us.
Okay.
But that meant we didn't really go and play. We played around the yard, but we didn't do any training. We didn't do any, you know, running or like.
You have two brothers, so the three of you,
right, we play
your normal brother activities, but nothing organized or competitive, right, other than brotherly competitiveness.
Right. So by the time I was like 10, 13, I'd put on a lot of weight. And going to high school, I was a bigger kid. I was a husky, if you will.
Okay.
And that wasn't helped that much by the fact that I was a drama kid as well in high school, which was fun. I loved drama. I loved theater, but it didn't get me in shape. It wasn't until probably junior year in high school when I started taking weight training that really my interest in fitness got peaked. I probably should have hurt myself 1,200 times in that fitness room.
Because times.
Exactly, because in high school fitness, you don't get any instruction. You get, like some help from the professor, but you don't get a ton of good one-on-one instruction. So a lot of the stuff that we did, we bench pressed with way too much weight, our form was terrible, and all that. So I started loving fitness then, but I didn't start learning fitness until right out of high school. I got certified. Before we skipped a step. This is when Tyler and I, we've been friends since we were 15.
Yes.
And
it was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday. Oh, no, it was Thursday.
Probably a Thursday, actually.
Thursday night that we met. Met at the church youth group. But going back to the origins of my fitness, what kind of helped spur me along even more was senior year in high school. I was the star athlete on the Clayton Valley water polo team.
Rookie of the year.
MVP of the entire league. And from there,
that's stretching it a little bit, but
no,
okay.
Not that much. From there, I got certified to be a personal trainer. I took a lot of classes and realized how little I did know.
Okay.
Fast forward a couple more years, I got my degree in communication studies at Westmont College, best school in the world. Still ACE certified. I'm stock trained in Pilates, and yeah, that's kind of my history as a trainer. I've been training for about five, going on my sixth year.
Okay.
Doing it.
Okay. What would you say is your favorite thing to teach somebody when you're training them?
Okay. That's a great question. Because I love fitness. Like, I've come to the realization in the past couple of years that I love this stuff. I mean, I got my degree in communication studies. I thought I was going to go into law. I thought I was going to go into a bunch of other stuff. But I decided on fitness as my career because I love it. I love the teaching. I love when people finally realize that this is not something they do. It's part of who they are. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people saying, oh, yeah, I just come to the gym. This is kind of, you know, I hope I'll finally get there. It's like, no, you don't hope. You do it. This is who you are. And so when people get that our bodies were meant to be active, I love that. When that switch just goes right on and they hear in their mind saying, this is me now. I'm a fit person as opposed to whatever they were before working with me. So that's one of my favorite aspects, realization
okay.
with people.
What would you say is your favorite thing to do personally at the gym?
Okay, at the gym?
When you're going to work out.
Right.
It doesn't need to be, you know, diet or whatever, but just when you're going to the gym, what is that day that you're like, I'm looking forward to it?
Yeah,
like,
hell
that's,
yeah.
That's the day.
let's turn it on.
Yeah, let's.
I love power days.
Power
for me.
What is a power? What is a power, quote unquote?
Let me explain this to you.
Please do.
If you ever watch the Olympics, they're called Olympic lifts, power cleans, snatches, jerks, clean and pull, all the clean and press, push press, all these explosive moves, plyometrics.
What's plyometrics?
Plyometrics is it's like jumping moves. Okay. So it's like stuff that. Like a double leg jump.
So
going
explosive
forward.
Kind of
exactly.
A
it's using as much energy as you can expel in technically under 0.75 seconds.
Oh,
I know, right?
Wow, you're pinpointing it.
Yeah, it has to be for technically to fit in that category. So that's okay. The stuff I love. But the reason I think I train a lot of the time is because of rugby. I fell in love with rugby. In college, and I still love the game, and that's one of the reasons I train. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What would be one like your go to if you could just tell one like a person walks in the door, you're gonna start training them. What would be your very first thing after you've gone through all the
assessments, and all, that, yeah.
all the knowing what their goals are, what they want to do. I know that this comment is going to change with what goals are and what they're not going to be.
Right.
But what would be the one thing you tell 99.8% of the people that you train?
99.
What is that, like, one item?
Going back to what I was saying, this is a lifestyle. So this is most people think they can get it done in a month. I'm sorry, but it's going to take anywhere from 4 months to a year to really get yourself where you want to be. If you've just started a program, we're going to err on the year side. If you've been in a program for a while and aren't seeing your results as fast, we're going to err on the 4 month side. Yes, those people who have 5 pounds to lose, they'll be done in like 2 weeks. Sure. But for most people, 99% of the people I work with, it's going to take them a good 6 months at the minimum to really incorporate lifestyle. So it's a mental preparation thing. I don't think a lot of people mentally prepare for what fitness is going to require of them. It's not that it's that hard. Fitness isn't that hard, but it's there's this roadblock in most people's mind. It's like, ugh, I have to get up today. Or, ugh, I have to go work out. And it's like, no, you don't have to work out. You can stay in bed all day if you want. You don't have to do anything.
Those are great days.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you,
movie,
pizza and video game days. Oh,
love them.
It's fun, but if you really want to be the person that you want to be, you're going to have to. Then you have to make that choice. It's not about being forced to do anything. It's about incorporating it with your life.
Spectacular.
Yeah. How about you, Tyler? We talked so much about me and my. Legacy, if you will, to this day.
The legend that is.
Right. my water polo career.
Oh, gosh.
All of this.
We will have to debunk that.
No debunking. It is what it is. Let's talk about you, Tyler.
All right. Basically, I have grown up. My parents have instilled in me a sports etiquette, if you may. Growing up, I have played a season of every sport. Growing up, I played soccer for a season. Wasn't the sport for me.
No.
I played baseball, I think, multiple seasons, a couple. Didn't really grasp the whole concept. To me, it was a lot of standing around. Nothing against baseball. It just, for me, was a lot of standing.
I have a lot against baseball.
It was a lot of standing around.
I'm gonna put it out there.
You're
gonna put podcast it out there. Number one.
First podcast. You're gonna do some controversy.
Not my favorite sport.
Okay.
I do have my team that I enjoy watching.
Okay.
Because of
regional
associations.
Okay.
But if I had to choose, I would rather not.
I like going to the games.
Going to the games is fun. Because you get to sit, yes. you have some friends, you know.
But I don't.
All that.
I'm not a fan of playing. I'll play with friends, but just playing organized, I wasn't too much of
It's not that athletic.
I played a lot of basketball growing up. I did a lot of swimming growing up. And then in high school, I found the sport that pretty much put everything I enjoyed into one, and that was water polo.
My game.
Your game of
the
choice.
Game I dominate at.
Yes. I hope you can hear the great sarcasm.
There is no sarcasm. Oh, Tyler's, he's just angry.
Long story short.
That I dominate.
I played all 4 years of high school varsity water polo, and I'm going to debunk this right off the bat. Keon played his senior year and
was fantastic.
Had a very hard time swimming at times.
No, I didn't.
Sure. So, yeah, basically from there, I've always kind of been athletic, but at the same time, physically, I've always been a little bit on the I'm gonna go with chunky. I would never consider myself that fat kid, your token fat guy.
Neither of us were ever the it comes
even
easy
though I
kid,
was
quote, you know
like if you were to ask anybody that went to my high school, they would probably categorize me as a jock. I don't know if I wasn't your token physically.
No, we've never had it come easy for either of us.
And,
it's been a struggle consistently.
And so with that, I then went to college. I picked up boxing. I picked up training. So I love boxing. That's kind of my new passion. Keon picked up rugby in college. I picked up boxing. And that's kind of where I dominate in the gym aspect is just the boxing. And I like the functional more kind of a stuff.
Right. Which, let's make a distinction. There is a section of training called functional training. And that's not exactly what Tyler's talking
that's
about. He's talking more like combat skills, right?
Yeah, combat. You know, the...
Being able to do
to
stuff.
To lift your own body weight kind of a thing.
Right.
To just be functional in life.
Right.
You know, like run...
Not have like 800 pounds of muscle on you and you can barely walk.
Yeah,
you
know, kind of.
You can do 800 push-ups, but you can't.
I might be muscular, but at the same time, I can get on a treadmill and run out a mile without dying.
Right.
That kind of a concept, or not even on a treadmill, running in life kind of a thing. So yeah, that's basically, in a real fast nutshell, my growing up athletic history and personal training history and whatnot.
Cool. Where are you now, like, with your fitness? I mean, let's walk through the now, like, since we're talking about a podcast. It's a podcast.
Right now, basically, I'm training personally. I'm looking for clients, getting my clientele higher and higher kind
of
a thing.
Well, let's not even talk about clients. Let's talk about your training. That's
my
training. That's what I'm interested in personally.
My training personally, I've really gone into the physique and the functional aspect of it. So in that, I'm trying to up my amount of push-ups I can do,
mm-hmm.
the amount of pull-ups I can do, the amount of cardio I can do, all that kind of stuff. I'm also getting into going back to my roots of boxing, and that sounds like I've been doing it for years, but you know, I've been doing it for years, but it's not like I've
grown up.
When I was five,
right.
I was boxing, but I'm trying to get back into that, doing other martial art type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued by the mixed martial art world personally.
Intrigued is kind of an understatement.
I enjoy it.
Tyler loves
I enjoy it. I love it. I love practicing it and doing like working out in that form. You will never see me in a cage.
Oh no.
Or actually, I like to take it up to the point of actually getting hit in the face. I don't find that appealing. I like
right.
the combat atmosphere of it, but not the actual. I don't need to walk out of the gym bleeding
right.
and with a broken this, that, or the other thing, and what kind of a thing.
One thing I want to take a quick second to point out is that if you noticed, with both of our backgrounds, with both of our current workouts, we both love what we do. We don't love the pain associated with working out, but we love the outcome. We love that. I love the fact that when I work out, I notice that I'm measurably better at rugby. That when I work out, I look better. You know, like all these things. Like, we have found an outlet that we love. A lot of people hate fitness. They hate it. Like, they go and they work on a treadmill for 8 hours and blah, 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 and they hate it. And that, to me, is worthless. Because that is not something you're going to stick with. If that's the only thing you take, like, if this is the only podcast you ever listen to us, which is, thinking about it, not even possible. If this is the only thing you listen, yeah, exactly, understatement of the year. That's the only, if you find something you love to do, then that's what you should be doing. If I have friends who hate gym, so they just rock climb, and that's their way of staying healthy. And you know what? As long as they do other things to support their muscles and joints and everything, yoga, a little bit of Pilates maybe, to supplement the muscles, fine.
Yeah,
who cares?
I mean,
you don't have to spend hours in a gym to get a great physique.
I mean, I enjoy going to the gym just in the aspect of it's got all the equipment that I like to use personally. But at the same time, I mean, we have a mutual friend that I think the last 2 years has just been climbing rocks all over the greater East Coast.
Right.
And
he works at a gym, but
it's as a rock climbing coach or trainer.
I think the most
kind.
That he's ever lifted was looking at a weight.
He lifts actual weights.
He's in good shape. If you saw him,
you would think that he works out daily lifting weights and doing whatever, and all he does is rock climb, but his nutrition and his diet and with the physical activity of that
right.
gets him to a healthy thing. And that's kind of my thing that I like to stress is just the health aspect of it.
Absolutely.
The whole picture of having a healthy diet, of eating that, you know, is not something that you have to force, but you're knowledgeable about and don't have to find the rare fruit of the East Coast of Indonesia to
you don't need these magic pills.
Whatnot. You know,
right.
the Look, normal stuff that you can get at any supermarket that you don't need to go to. I mean, I shop at Trader Joe's, I shop at Whole Foods, but you know, like you can go to Ralph's, Vaughn's.
Let me tell you something real quick. Tyler is scared of Whole Foods.
I am terrified as Whole Foods purely because it just freaks me out for some reason.
You don't like the hippies. Tyler's not a flower child.
I'm not a flower child. I am very comfortable in my corporate world. I am a business major as well, and I like my big business corporations, which Whole Food is one, but it targets
the hippies.
Not me.
Right.
And I feel uncomfortable there.
That's fine. We'll have the organic, non-organic debate later on.
That is, yeah.
This
on this podcast, we will talk about those topics later on.
So
yeah, basically going back to it is that I like to stress the health and the having a healthy workout per se, because there's so many workouts that aren't even healthy for you.
No.
And then there's also a healthy mindset of going into your everyday life,
right.
the healthy diet and everything. I'm not so much of a everybody needs a six pack.
No.
But at the same time, I think everybody needs to have a healthy body weight to relate to their frame and muscle mass and what their goals would entail.
Recently, there was a video that has been passed around on Facebook.
Oh, we're going, okay, we're going into hot topics.
You know we're talking about this. That spurred a lot of debate. And for me especially, this is kind of a, it's a sensitive topic, but at the same time, it's not. There was a...
Once again, we're going into controversy topics.
I know. I don't
First
know.
First podcast.
I don't know what it is today.
Oh,
but
wow.
I don't know what it is today, but I'm feeling a little spicy. A little caliente.
Wow. Okay.
I know. There's a video put up by Tri Delta, which is a sorority. Nationwide, whatever.
I don't know the history.
Neither do I, and I don't care to. But they put out this video, and in a nutshell, you can Google it if you want. It's talking about how we need to end "quote unquote" fat talk, and what is it goes through a bunch of statistics, quoting we have all these disease, mental eating disorders, disordered eating, anorexia, bulimia, and I agree, those are terrible.
And I will even go out to say that all of the I haven't researched the facts that they spew out in this video. Let's just say they're all true.
Right.
Just for the sake of argument. Let's just say that every single one of them is fact 100% true.
And on that aspect, great.
I agree with everything.
All these things are terrible. Anorexia and bulimia destroy our women. And it's it disgusts me that that is an issue. Like, and I hate that our society demands that.
It goes into a social imagery situation where women think that they're supposed to look like... I mean, I'm not... trying to pick fun, but these are easy targets. But the Kate Mosses, I mean, let's go farther back. You know, Tyra Banks. I mean, she's kind of had some weight.
Whatever.
But you know, the supermodel-esque type people that aren't I mean, this is mean to say, but they're kind of freaks of nature in the body realm.
No, they're genetically different than most of us.
And granted, a lot of them I know from history have the eating disorders and whatnot, but a lot of them are just those girls that can sit down and eat 12 Big Macs.
And they're fine.
A girl we went to high school with, this girl, honestly, the size of my leg, like, was just thin, you know, was just, I mean, you know exactly.
I know exactly,
we don't need to bring up names, but, you know, this girl could out-eat me.
Right.
Like, we would sit down, she would order... you know, three of these, two of these, and I'm like, I just want a number one.
Right.
I don't need anything else. But
some people just have that. Right.
They just have this outrageous metabolism. But this Tri-Delta
video. So it says, let's stop fat talk.
Yeah.
But then it says, let's replace it with healthy talk. And that's at probably time marker 2:45. The minute the video ends at 3 minutes, so it's it talks about all these problems and then presents no solution to these problems. And to me, I think Tyler would agree, is like, we have more. This is still taking to mind. Please don't misquote me here. Anorexia and bulimia are terrible, terrible diseases, and those need to be addressed. But obesity and especially childhood obesity are just as bad. And so that's one that they've left 15 seconds to talk about a healthy lifestyle, yet propose no solutions for us.
And that's
if you look, there are no behavioral solutions that you can find out there.
The goal of this video is to stop fat talk, and they quote things of, you know, not asking, like, the questions of, does this make me look fat? Saying the word fat. And this video came across to me as kind of a, let's not face the problem, let's hide it and not look at it and whatnot. But in the last couple of seconds, they did talk in the sense of, let's deal with healthy. They didn't ever tell you what healthy was.
Right.
If they're going with, you know, the body mass index, or if they're going with just a body fat percentage by getting it calibrated with other ways, not the body mass index, or it's more of the thing that I wish they would have stressed in this video was a educated to the health.
Right, because
I mean, to the fitness aspect of life.
Here's the thing. It's not surprising. Like, I don't think it surprises anyone listening to this podcast that there are people with anorexia. It does not surprise anyone that there are people with bulimia. It does not surprise anyone that there are obese people, right? None of these statistics
shocked.
Are shocking. What we need then, we don't need another video telling us that we need to stop a discussion or stop a behavior talking about these issues. What we need is solutions.
Yeah.
And that's what bothered me most about this video is that they provided no solution. They said, let's start worshiping a healthy ideal with no examples. Which is, I agree, we need a healthy ideal, but with no, something to look at. We need a standard to go to.
No, yeah, and I fully agree with it. And so, I mean, this next comment I was just thinking about because I was thinking about when I was watching the video for the first time, and it starts asking these questions that are quote-unquote fat talk. And it was entertaining to me that one of the questions they asked was the one that every guy gets asked, hey, does this make me look fat?
Right.
This video was, I know, made for a sorority and a girl target.
Yes.
A girl to watch and to be quote-unquote encouraged by and whatnot. I almost think that let's stop the fat talk, but let's be honest.
Right.
If we do have the fat talk.
Right, it's like
I think so often that was my initial concept. I saw it was like
So you're saying if
you were to come up to me and be like, hey, does this make me look fat?
And it did.
And it did, I should be say yes. I'm not saying trying to be mean in that.
Right.
But yes, that does. Does that then
or maybe we
mentally
should change-
make you go, oh, I'm fat, I should, you know.
Right.
I don't want to take it to the extreme of, oh, now I can't eat and be bulimic and stuff like that. But I think that you then need to educate people so that when they hear that, oh, this doesn't, you know, if that's a goal that they want of not looking a certain way, they can then
right.
be like, okay, well, I know that if I eat this and I do this and I do this, it's going to get me to a goal, my goal that I want
in a healthy way right.
and whatnot.
Right. So, yeah. I think that's enough about that video.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, we'll talk.
I'm sure it
might come up in actual like news, and we'll have to touch on it again.
Right.
But yeah,
I think that's enough about that. Just Google it, email us.
Yeah, we would love to hear your opinion on the video.
Yeah.
Basically,
we'll put
a link on the website. Yeah. Just watch the video. Leave a comment on what your opinion was of the video. You could love it, and if you love it, I would love to know your comments
yeah.
and thoughts on it.
Because
I did not love it.
No,
I just thought it could have been done better.
Right, and let's face it, Tyler and I are men.
Yeah.
There is a perspective that we are missing. Sorry, we're not women. So please give us that feminine perspective. Go to www.truefitnessacademy.com. Check out the blog and post your comments there.
Yeah, I mean, talking about the website is great. I mean, it's a good little segment in the sense of on the website, we're going to be doing this podcast every day. Every day you can go to our I like to call it the blog. It's our podcast blog.
Right.
The blog.
Kind of notes on the podcast, things we forgot,
anything
things we want to
talk about,
pictures, blah, blah, blah.
Anything we talk about is going to go up there, links, and whatnot. Basically, just kind of the notes so that you can learn visually as well from
right.
not just hearing us.
Right.
Kind of like on Mondays is kind of our kickoff day to the week.
Right.
We're going to try and motivate you. You'll see on the website of truefitnessacademy.com, you know, the articles that we talk on. Like this would be a perfect, that what we just talked about that video would be a perfect Monday
right.
kind of show.
What's hot in the fitness world,
yeah.
what's kind of going out there, you know, things like that.
Stuff, and then also we're going to,
so it's Motivation Mondays.
Motivation Mondays is what we're calling them.
Yeah.
You know, then Tuesdays are going to be the days that get almost heated and uncomfortable maybe at times.
Heated.
Debate Tuesdays. No, Topic Tuesdays.
Topic Tuesdays.
Topic Tuesdays, which are mostly going to come into be debates.
Right. We're going to try and pick things that Tyler and I disagree upon. Because in the search for truth, there is disagreement.
Yes.
There is falsehood. And so when you hear Tyler say anything, you know he's going to be wrong.
Oh, that's how we're going to play this. Is that I'm always wrong and no, you're always no. right.
I mean, there are two sides, to at least two sides to every story.
Yes.
And so even if we don't agree with it, sometimes we'll pick a side just to battle. Just to battle. Because there could be something valid in it.
I mean, kind of things of being vegetarian and not being vegetarian, right. You know, organic versus non-organic,
right. conventional,
you know, powerlifting to speedlifting and Pilates to yoga and all those kind of
my
things.
My favorite one, the one that I've been kind of doing research on.
Oh, this which one's going to be good.
Which is worse for you? Or no, which is deadlier? Smoking or fast food?
So
I've taken the fast food side. Tyler has taken the cigarette side.
So that would be
look forward to that
in the upcoming weeks
for Topic Tuesday.
Topic Tuesdays, Wednesdays we're gonna focus on the workouts. Workout Wednesdays. Basically, we're gonna talk about classes you might take at a gym, classes you might take outside of a gym,
right?
Exercises that we think you should be doing more of, just kind of tips of the. You know, our tips that we like to do while working out.
Right.
And that kind of stuff. Thursdays, Therapy Thursdays. Yeah.
Like we said, there's a huge mental aspect that everyone ignores. There's a couple podcasts on iTunes you can find that kind of address the mental side of fitness. But like we said earlier, it is a huge mental battle. And we're going to talk about things, issues that people will have,
basically,
basically
it's going to be, you know, we're going to talk about the fears that someone might have about going into a gym.
Fear of success. So many people I talk to don't feel like they deserve to get fit.
Really?
It's insane. So many mothers I know, they're like, my kids come first. Awesome. But you need to come up there in the top two, top three as well, because you deserve to get healthy. You deserve to look your best.
So yeah, basically Thursdays we're going to focus on the mental aspect of living a lifestyle that is healthy and fit and just all around great mm-hmm. for you. Then Friday is my favorite, Food Friday. Basically, we're going to give you recipes, we're going to give you a meal plans, just talk to you about what actually are fats, what right. actually are carbs,
proteins,
what are proteins, what is best to eat when and where and how and why and everything else.
We talk about the glycemic index, we'll talk about glycemic loads, we'll talk about supplements, we'll talk about everything under the sun.
Anything that you're going to digest,
right.
we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
That you might have questions on. And this is one more thing. And so all this information that we're going to give you, you'll find on the website, truefitnessacademy.com. Along with that, on the website, we also will be having a weekly newsletter. Basically, it's just kind of a way that we can also communicate you in a way that through your email, we can tell you about what's going on in the week, encourage you, show you some other articles and stuff like that right. you might want to read to get you started on the week.
We'll show you things that maybe applications on a phone, like iPhone apps that you should pick up. We might show you ways that you can use your technology that can improve your fitness, things like that. We'll also, this is my favorite part.
Yeah, this is really cool. We're going to be doing a contest each week, a weekly contest, which is you sign up for our newsletter. We're then going to, once a week, pick a single subscriber to our newsletter, and they're going to get personal access to Keon and I. With that, they're going to begin personalized meal plans and workouts that's going to help them reach the goals that they want. So
Absolutely.
Basically, we're going to email you back and forth, figure out your goals, figure out where you are, and then Keon or I or both of us are going to basically take you under our wing, and we're going to make sure that you hit those goals.
Right, absolutely. There's going to be some awesome, awesome benefits to being a newsletter subscriber. So go to the website, pop in your name and email, and we'll hook it up.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So that's truefitnessacademy.com.
If you have any questions for us,
yeah.
email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Or just put it in the comment section. Either way,
yeah, comments as well. Thursdays, I think, will probably be a good day that we do a lot of our listener mail kind of things.
Right.
Hit on the questions that you really have. If it is a question that hits on other topics, we'll do it on those days. We'll probably have listener mail every day kind of with the topic. But perfect way to get to us is podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
TF Academy. That's our Twitter.
Yeah. Plenty of ways to listen to, or to get a hold of us.
Right.
Ask us the questions. We're going to be here daily. So this is also, I mean, I think this is perfect to download daily and listen to while you're working out.
Right. We're going to shoot for the length of the podcast, probably 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
It's going to be our average length. So that's what you can expect. It's going to be, I think we're going to have some fun. We're going to spend some knowledge at you. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically, we're doing this to educate the world of iTunes and beyond. And I know that I personally am making it, this whole True Fitness Academy, as something that I would want to take with me on a daily basis.
Right.
The information that I would want to know, or what I wanted to know when I was starting out,
right,
that nobody seemed to really answer for me,
right,
or simplified it enough. I mean, so often I feel like when, I mean, even being in the fitness world, I talk to people daily, it feels like, and I know exactly what they're talking about, but they're talking to me as if I have a PhD, and I know what they're talking about, but you can simplify it to be
right,
simple words, and people that might overhear
right,
could understand as well.
And it's one of those things, like, whenever you talk to a trainer, it's always like, oh, I'm going to give you my secrets. It's like my back alley, big arm secrets. Like, no, there are no secrets. It's science and it's art. And you mix them together and you get the truth about it. And so please just understand that when you hear about a new trend, don't just jump on it. Research it or send it. If you hear something, pop it over to us. We'll talk about it. We'll research it. One of my favorite things that I'm doing a little bit of research on right now is those new Skechers shoes.
Okay.
The actual effects of them. So probably in the next couple of days, probably on Wednesday, I'll throw a little bit of, we'll talk about that. It was good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect. Go to truefitnessacademy.com, email us, tell us, you know, you can run our show theoretically. Email us questions. We'll then set them up. Maybe you have, this is the first time you're listening to it, and it's 3 months from the original date. Go to our backlogs, see what we've talked about. You can figure, we're going to answer this stuff for you guys.
Right.
We're going to make this easy and knowledge-based.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a question, we want to answer it so that, A, you can succeed and hit your goals,
right,
and two, a lot of stuff in the fitness world is going to get you hurt in the long run, and we don't want you to get hurt.
No. It's going to get you hurt, it's going to discourage you, or it just plain doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like,
we can make a list of things that just are kind of entertaining when you really break it down. So.
And you watch someone in the gym, you're like, oh.
That's.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you ever need a good laugh, once you listen to us for a while, you'll go to the gym and just be like, oh, wow, that's really great what that guy's
awesome.
Doing. I really have a hard time watching this guy almost hurt himself. So
with that,
I think the first class of True Fitness Academy is has come to an end.
Has been concluded.
It's been good.
One thing we failed to mention: yes, we are your professors.
Oh yes.
Yes, we are the facilitators of this discussion. But no, we don't know everything.
Uh-huh.
But what we don't know, we will research. We have access to some of the best people in the industry, and we'll figure it out. So
that's kind of, I think, what makes this so great of a podcast is that I'm not claiming I'm perfect. And even though Keon might at times,
I'm amazing, but not quite perfect.
Yeah. We're willing to give 110% to get to the facts, to figure it out. And if we don't know, we'll be bringing people in.
Yeah.
We'll be doing the interviews, asking the questions. We're going to come to the true fitness ability and just the true fitness knowledge that we need to understand.
Yeah. Excellent. So I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler. And thank you for enrolling. And we will talk to you tomorrow.